Milwaukee County Executive Chris Abley thinks riders could get more bang for the buck if someone new runs the county transit system.
Value to me, I mean, in transit means for your tax dollar, as many routes, as frequent runnings of the routes, as clean and new bus fleet as we can provide without, of course, fare increases.
Abley says he also wants to include an insurance provision of sorts.
The nice thing about this contract is, regardless of who the winning bid is, the county has a lot more protection than it did in the existing contract.
W.C. Peel is spokesman for the Dallas firm. The county exec handed a tentative contract. Peel says the company is anxious to add Milwaukee to its roster. It already serves cities in 28 states, including Los Angeles, California, and Fairfax, Virginia.
Bringing on a private company brings a lot of benefits. We have a lot of proprietary technology that we've created over the years. All of these things will help us to improve service and take better care of the passengers, save the county money, and they can put that money back into service.
Peel says the Dallas company hopes to create an incentive program for employees. He says more than half its current workers are unionized, and it would honor the wages and work rules Milwaukee's system and union here have negotiated. According to Peel, the Dallas firm would also assume the pension plan. Rick Bassler is doubtful.
For them to come in and say they're going to inherit and honor a $375 million to $400 million pension plan, we don't see how they could do that.
Bassler is acting president of Amalgamated Transit Union Local 998.
And if you're a for-profit company, where are you going to get the profits from? You know, you have to slash. We see the ADA community getting hurt by this. We see the minority community getting hurt by this.
Another skeptic is Joe Caruso. He worked for the Milwaukee manager for nearly 30 years and now serves as a consultant on public transportation. Caruso foresees the potential new transit manager having a tough time matching the efficiency of his former employer.
Probably somewhere between 86 and 88% of every transit dollar that's invested in this community goes directly into service. Only about 12 to 14% goes into administration, and that's one of the lowest among all the systems that are similar in size to the Milwaukee County Transit System.
Still to be determined is when the county might award its next transit system contract. County Executive Abley says January is a possibility if the county board gives the green light. Board Chairwoman Marina Dmitrievich says it's ready to tackle the issue.
We'll have public hearings. We really want to hear from the public on this matter, and then we'll make the best decision possible.
A yes vote would trigger the first change in county transit management since 1975. A no vote could mean repeating the entire process. Bob Bach, 89.7 WUWM.